Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, you know, get involved, get engaged. I mean that. Get involved, get engaged. Do something, as I always say, do something more than nothing. Make sure you have a clue. And then engage yourself. You don't know who you might be able to have. I mean, I'm not telling you to go out there and beat your brains against the wall to try to change somebody's mind. But what you want to do is you want to get out there. You want to give them enough truth so they can maybe figure it out on their own. I don't know. I don't know who your friends are. Right? Brad Dinkins will join us in a few minutes to talk some of the crazy cases that, you know, that we've been talking about. He's a lot smarter than, obviously. He's a lot smarter than I am. He is an attorney, after all. They're all smart, aren't they? But, you know, I got to give him a lot of credit because he keeps up on so many things. And he's willing to support you, protect you, protect... He doesn't even own you. And he's willing to protect you. I think that's a big deal. I think it's a big deal anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. All right, what else I got here? Oh, yeah, this one. No, I don't want to do that one. Don't you love it? Yeah, not really, huh? Where was I before? The story I was talking about earlier. Why Americans? Why are they not engaged? Why are they not involved? Why have they not figured out yet what's going on and what they need to do? Can anybody help me with this? I had this conversation today with some really good friends about why does it seem that only guys like myself and a few others like myself are up on some of these issues? It shouldn't be that way. And I'm not asking you to bury your head in there 24/7. That's not it at all. But shouldn't you have a clue, too? If you've got kids and everything, you should have some kind of clue, should you not? And I don't know how you gin people up or get them all hot and bothered to do something about it. You know, just weeks away here in California. I love this stuff. I know I shouldn't, but I love this stuff. Coming into 2024, Governor Newsom, he actually signed a bill that would require stores to have a gender-neutral section for children or face a penalty of up to $500. Now, back in 2021, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation titled Assembly Bill Number 1084. It would require some retail stores in the state to have a gender-neutral section for children, regardless of whether they have been traditionally marketed for either girls or boys. The bill is set to go into effect January 1st. It states that stores failing to comply will be liable for a civil penalty not to exceed $250 or $500 for every subsequent violation. Now, the legislation applies to retail department stores, right, that are physically, that have a physical location in California. They have to have a total of 500 or more employees across California. So this would, yeah, this would obviously the big stores, Target, JCPenney's, any of those places. Now, the legislation came shortly after some stores and brands faced widespread criticism and calls for boycotts over LGBTQ items sold during Pride season. It seems like a Pride season starts in June and it just never ends. Just saying. I mean, Target faced major calls recently. Since introducing this year's collection, we've experienced threats impacting our team members. Sense of safety. I always thought this was interesting. That who was threatening the team members? You really believe that most, the majority of people on the right, were calling team or going in and saying, move that stuff, put that stuff in the back room or else? Do you really believe that? It's just amazing. He went on to say, I hope this bill encourages more businesses across California and the U.S. to avoid reinforcing harmful and outdated stereotypes. So I guess following the science is an outdated stereotype, right? Following your true biology is an outdated stereotype. Got it. Right. Shortly after the bill, the company is committed to making Lego play more inclusive, ensuring that children's creative ambition both now and Lego. How can Lego? You can't get much more gender neutral than Lego, right? It's a bunch of darn blocks that interlock with each other. They're all different colors. They don't say girls only, boys only, whatever. Are we for real? Love it. I think the stuff is just hilarious. And it shows how much we have to truly push back. Anyway. 855, I'm sorry. I know it's not really funny, but it is funny. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, again, this, it just amazes me on a regular basis. You can tell sometimes I get so flustered. I'm thinking, okay, I've already said this, I've already said that, I've already said this, it's still happening. I don't know what to tell you. All right, be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus when we return.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love saying this because it's so true. You know, some of you think I'm an expert in an area. I'm not. I just have to have a microphone. That's why I bring on the experts. I tell you, that's who you're supposed to be listening to, not me. When I bring them on, you know, you that's the time to answer the questions or ask the questions. And there's so much going on out there. So much coming at you. I know sometimes it's like drinking out of a fire hose. Seriously. But I, so, the, like I said, I'm going to bring on the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus. He joins me pretty much every week to go over some of the crazy, what do you want to call them, laws, rules, but just nuts going on out there that you really, truly need to be aware of and need to be aware of how not to get caught in all the craziness that's going on. So, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you, Joe.
And I do have the crazy ones for you, dude. I mean, seriously, California, especially, I'd have nothing to talk about if I weren't doing stories from here. When you really think about what's going on and what's happening, and you know, I don't know if you know this. This is an illegal issue, but Newsom decided to chuck the 92 years of tradition of lighting the Christmas tree because he was afraid that the pro-Palestinian rally might turn violent. So now we're worried about freedom. Call up the National Guard. Double up on the Capitol Police, whatever you need to do. And now we're just acquiescing to anything that they want. Just amazing to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very disturbing when we understand what's really happening. When we see those in authority, like our governor, saying, okay, we're going to acquiesce and do what protesters want or don't want because we're afraid they're going to hurt us. That is allowing our state to be taken over by those who do not have our best will in the line, but also it's a direct threat on our ability to be a legitimate country. I know that's more or less how Mexico is. Everyone bows the knee to the cartel. We've got effectively these almost like cartels, if you will, controlling our government with threats of violence, of threats of destruction. Instead, we need to say, no, if you're going to engage in this activity, we're going to, like you said, bring in the National Guard. We're going to arrest you. We're going to prosecute you. You're going to wish you'd never step foot in the state of California. That's what that governor should be saying.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right. Here's my first fastball at you here, right? We've got a father that's suing a school district for refusing to display the straight pride flag alongside the progressive pride flag. Now, he's suing. I looked at the flag. It's not, you know, I know I'm on his side to a degree, but it's not offensive. It's got the traditional male and female symbols on the back of a black and white flag. He argues that children are being barred from exercising their freedom of speech in this case. He said the progressive pride flags and the gender identity books geared towards young children encourage students to ask about them, ask questions, but it only fosters one side of the conversation. So he wants to know why he cannot have the other flag up in the classrooms as well. And there are plenty of parents there that are on his side. And the state is just merely saying it's, you know, your flag is more of a political flag, not a protected flag like the pride flag is. What do you say?
Well, I disagree. It's obvious the rainbow flag is extremely controversial, extremely political. It isolates, it demeans those who believe differently, those who are from traditional Jewish, Muslim, or Christian backgrounds. It's very disruptive to the desire to create an environment that is homogeneous in a way that students have mutual respect and can be focused on academics and learning and not distracted. So, the rainbow flag is very, very problematic. We are right now at Pacific Justice are representing a parent who's challenging such a flag being shown after the teacher was informed about certain things in that family that has happened under the flying of that flag, if you will, and the school was indignant, and instead of taking down the flag, instead lectured and belittled the child in front of the other students. So we're taking on, we're addressing it, but parents need to understand that, you know, that students themselves have the right to expression. They're protected. And teachers that choose to show such flags, they should be ostracized parents are free to opt their children out of those classes and seek another teacher instead. And the school district should be under pressure to stop that kind of bigotry and isolationism inherent in play of the rainbow flag.
Yeah, what's funny about this is that he Feldman has never asked for, and he actually made a point of it. He doesn't want the pride flags removed. He doesn't want to attack the LGBTQ community, but for you ready for this one? To be more inclusive, using their terminologies, to be more inclusive, the school should be allowing all the other flag in there to
right,
you know,
yeah.
And they're saying no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think what he says is very logical. It's very rational.
Yep.
But he's dealing with public schools, government schools. You know, teachers' unions and teacher union puppets in school boards. So, I think my father has every right to be. I think he's correct. Legal precedent wise, this is a gray zone that will have to be proven out in court one way or the other.
Well, he makes the point that white straight kids don't really have the same rights as everybody else, which is really kind of funny because I think to a degree, based on what I see here every night doing these stories, you could almost fight that easily because when it comes to straight white kids, I don't want to say it this way, but I will, they don't seem to be able to get away or have the same amount of rights as other groups do, and I'm talking about all other groups. So at some point in time,
right.
the courts are going to have to figure out a way to deal with that. I don't even pretend to know how you would do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right.
You're right. And it's something, it's an issue, it's a hot issue. It is something that deserves to be litigated. And maybe it'll go to the Supreme Court, and maybe the Supreme Court will get this matter resolved correctly as it should be.
So, do we have enough time? No, we don't. When we come back, I want to deal with Joey Biden now talking about, well, you know, if you've got a religious family, they might not be able to be foster parents because it wouldn't be good for the mental health of those kids that identify as a different gender. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The hunt is on for the gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire.
School police chief Wayne Sneed says the gunman took off and has not been seen since. The seemingly random attack sent the campus into lockdown. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations issues a warning of impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. Approximately 1.9 million people in Gaza have been displaced. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., all are up for the Heisman Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That's how we win. That's how we make things happen. And let me bring him on. Pacific Justice Institute founder Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his viewpoint on the law, the legal issues that are going down, that are going on. And Brad, before we get rolling into this, why don't you tell people about PJI, how they can help, that kind of thing.
Yes, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal defense organization defending religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, and the sanctity of human life. We do all our work without charge. And you know, Joe, as you know, we're very unique in that we don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one's left on the side of the road, that everyone gets the help that they need when it comes to those issues. And we do it all without charge, all across the country, 36 offices, now in 29 states, coast to coast. And if people want to keep up with our work or they want to support our work financially with a contribution, we have a matching gift campaign right now up to $500,000 being matched dollar for dollar. They can go to our website, pji.org, that's P in Pacific, J for Justice, iForInstitute.org, PJI.org.
Well, I appreciate what you do, and I know there's a lot of other people that do as well. All right, let's get to this one. This is, and again, you and I talk about this kind of stuff on a regular basis. It's just crazy, because right now, the Biden administration is looking to make a massive change to, you know, in the foster care system. And they're trying to push a rule forward that would prevent states from using child adoption agencies, most of them faith-based, that do not accept the dogma about clothing choices, pronouns. Children in foster care identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, intersex, as well as children who are non-binary or have a non-conforming gender identity and or expression. Now, Over 40% of the government contracted child placement agencies are Christian based, are faith based. So this would wipe out, think about how hard it would be now to try to get some of these foster kids placed.
Yeah, it would be catastrophic, not just for these ministries helping these kids, but the kids themselves. We know that children who are in with couples and families that have strong faith and religious convictions, these children statistically actually do better than children who are in families that are non-religious, with no religious foundation or input or background. So these kids will be worse off. That's a fact. But we need to understand that this is effectively purging people of faith from being able to be foster parents or maybe in some cases even adoption. We're addressing it in litigation right now in the state of Oregon. That's what Oregon has already adopted. We're suing the state of Oregon. We have Pacific Justice Institute on behalf of those faith-based adoption care agencies and foster agencies. And we're about to do so in another major state back east. But the Supreme Court and courts have already looked at this issue in Philadelphia, when Philadelphia tried to do the same thing. And the Philadelphia lost when they tried to exclude all these faith-based adoption or foster care agencies from working with the government and distribution with regard to these children and families. That was unconstitutional. I think at the end of the day, my prediction is that the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually be hearing this issue again from a little different angle from the our case and other cases, and will finally conclusively end this as an ongoing issue and make this impossible. But the fact that the Biden administration, Joe, the fact that they are entertaining this is evil. It's hateful and it's evil. And we need to call it out and understand what his administration stands for. He's an overt enemy and hostile and a hate-filled administration when it comes to people of faith and institutions of faith. And this spells that out loud and clear.
I always love when they say, but Joe's a Catholic. And you go, okay, well, so what? That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you're not living it, when you're not doing it, when you're not living it out, then, hey, forget about it. Forget about it. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah.
So, again, and the executive orders are what's making me nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, he's what I call a keno, a Catholic in name only.
Yeah.
But it is true. It's sad. But, I like to think that the American people, especially people who are sincere in their Catholic faith, will understand what he's saying and what he's doing is completely divergent to the faith that he alleges to have. And even more importantly, it's an affront on basic fundamental religious freedom. If you were to talk to our founding fathers and say, oh, just by the way, the United States is going to ban Christians and people of Orthodox faith from ever being foster parents or agencies to work to enable these people to be foster care agencies, and they'd be shocked. They'd be stunned. 30, 40 years ago, this would be a story out of the former Soviet Union. But this is the United States, and we're gonna hit it head on.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's taking up some pretty interesting cases. I don't think people are really paying attention to what's going on there. We can hit some of those afterward. But you have any cases that you're working on right now that I know sometimes you can't talk about them, sometimes you can, but I would love to hear some of the cases that you're working on when it comes to people's rights, whether it be educational or otherwise.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, in terms of religious freedom, people in the workplace wanting to be accommodated because of their faith, and specifically not to be required to take a controversial COVID-19 vaccine against their convictions, against their conscience. We have these cases all over the country. The good news is We are winning them at the fastest pace of so far. We're getting great settlements, and we're sending a loud message to private major companies as well as the government that they better not try this again, because we're going to get them if they do, and setting some good case law. So that's a big, big story, I think, that people need to really appreciate, that in the end it looks like we're really going to come out of this very strong, and hopefully prevent this tyranny from happening and the people in the workplace from being purged.
Yeah, that's the problem that I'm seeing happen more and more and more across the country. And when it comes to our educators that are either Christian and or conservative, where, you know, you were talking a little bit about the pronoun cases, you're seeing this happen more and more and more. I mean, you got states like California that basically the kids rule the roost. The inmates are running the asylum, so to speak. Where do these stand? I mean, can you get this to the federal level? Can they put it to bed once and for all?
Oh, yes. Yes, and then here's the problem with our... Well, it's not a problem, it's just the way it works. The wheels of justice grind slowly, so we have to start at the lower court, litigating at this level, and then we take it on up to the next court level if we don't prevail, to the appellate court level, and then we take it on to the United States Supreme Court. The good news is we know the referees at the end of the game. We know this game's going to turn out fairly confidently with these Supreme Court justices appointed by former President Donald Trump. Deal a lot to him in terms of our freedoms and our liberties today and in the future because of that. However, it takes time, and it takes lots of hours in litigation. Our attorneys are working their tails off because these cases do take lots of man hours, lots of work, lots of time. But in the past, we weren't sure how things would turn out. Maybe we were very pessimistic. But now we've got a great Supreme Court, relatively speaking. And even on some of the circuits, we've seen some great, turning in the right direction with appointments by Trump. We think we're going to see some great case law in the years ahead. So we're very, very optimistic in that regard moving forward.
We're going to go for a commercial break. When we come back, I got a whole bunch of, put you on the hot seat. I love doing that, by the way. You're so good at it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Not go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Takich when we return.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do, appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being, you know, part of the conversation, because that's what I need you to be. If you're part of the conversation, we can win. All right? Really that simple. If not, you're spewing misinformation because you really don't know. You don't understand what's going on. So let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins us as he does every week to try to help us move through these legal issues, the legal craziness that you see going on out there. Because, it's coming at us so quickly. There's so much of it coming at us, Brad, that we don't, it's hard to keep up with. It's hard to know what direction to turn in. I mean, we were talking during the break and I told you that there's been some cases already, but, you know, I've got teachers that are being, I don't want to say forced, but they're definitely being pushed into using the pronouns of the kids in the school, or they're a different name when the parents are there and another name when the parents aren't there. I mean, this is really irritating to some teachers. Are they bound by it?
Yeah, that's the question that we're litigating right now. In fact, we're suing the New Jersey Attorney General, who gave an edict ordering all school districts to require all teachers to lie to parents about their children's gender identity confusion, and also to force them to use pronouns. Well, we're suing the New Jersey Attorney General from our office there in New Jersey, and we're litigating this issue because we believe that they cannot do that. They cannot compel a teacher to violate their conscience and to overtly lie to parents and violate the fundamental rights of parents over the education, moral, religious, and health and upbringing of their children. I think this is going to be a very powerful parental rights case as well as a religious freedom case as it makes its way to the Supreme Court, which I think it will eventually.
Somebody just asked me, I wasn't aware of this, I don't think it's true, but was the Bible banned from schools back in 1963? And the Supreme Court ruling, reading of the Bible.
No.
I didn't think so.
The Bible cannot be taught as religiously to proselytize. It cannot be taught as the Word of God. Okay, but the Bible can be taught actually as literature. I went to a public school in Texas. I probably had an atheist honors English teacher, but even she used scripture as part of our literary study. So the Bible can't be taught as literature, and that's something that can be, it's constitutional. Students can bring their Bible to class. Students can read their Bible as a reading assignment. They can do an oral book report on the Bible, or part of the Bible. If I would even contend, after the Supreme Court decision involving Coach Kennedy, who prayed in the middle of after a football game, and he won, that a teacher could probably bring her Bible or have a Bible on her desk, and he or she could probably read their Bible during reading time, to themselves. They could probably do that as well because of the Coach Kennedy case. So, there's a lot that can be done. People just don't know what they can do, and that's one reason why my wife and I wrote our book, Reclaim Your School. All the legal ways we public schools can be impacted legally and yet in an effective way. But the teachers, students, parents, and others can do it. It's available without charge on our website for free download, pji.org.
Yeah, and people, you do have to pay attention. You do have to have information. You do have to have a clue what you're doing. You can win these issues, but only if you truly understand what's going on and what your rights are. You know what you can step out on. I'm very aware that the kids can drive a lot of this on site. And to your point, maybe they can't proselytize, but there's no reason why they can't read their Bible at school and what have you. But man, it's tough for them in a time when they're actually made fun of for believing in God,
Right, and the students have all the rights. The students have all the rights to proselytize themselves. We defended a teenager up in near Washington, and he was expelled, and then he was suspended and then permanently expelled for sharing his faith with other students. We took it into court, and the federal judge said, "Really? You actually, school district, you think you can do this? He can pass out his testimony. He can share his faith. He's protected." And we litigated. We won. So school teachers, students have tremendous freedom, and teachers have more freedom than they're probably aware of. And we stand ready to educate and to litigate as necessary without charge.
All right, so Portland, Oregon, the teacher strike ended, and one of the contentious items was how they discipline children. And, you know, we've seen this happen across the country when Obama was president. Now it's being held by some schools where you have Black and Native American and Hispanic kids that are not allowed to be punished the same way white kids are. And the reason behind it is that they're trying to balance it off because it seems that more Blacks, Native American, and Hispanic kids are reprimanded more than white kids are. So that must mean there is racism. But putting some kind of policy like that in place, it's got to be unconstitutional, Brad.
I believe it is unconstitutional. I think it's insane, frankly. the fact is, children who are raised with a mom and a dad are more likely to be obedient in public schools, more likely to respect authority because they have authority and they've learned to respect authority and abide by the rules. A child who only has one parent and that parent is working and doing all they can, but that's again, a child who only doesn't have a mom and a dad are more likely, generally speaking, not always, but just more likely to have behavioral issues requiring discipline actions by school districts, by teachers. That's the way it is. Well, if they adopt this policy, these children who already statistically are more likely not to be getting discipline at home are now going to be getting less discipline than those who are already getting discipline. Discipline is not a vice. Discipline is an asset. It's a benefit to a child who is not abiding by the rules, who has not learned to abide by the rules. And if they don't learn that in school, then they will learn to not abide by the rules outside of school and end up in behind bars. It's as simple as that. This is the same.
Well, and it's not uncommon. It's true. The Portland Public Schools now have to consider race, gender, and identity when disciplining students. And they openly admit that the goal here, you're going to love this one, is a restorative justice goal. You know, they say it right in your face, which is just amazing to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's one problem with it. It's not restoring anything good, and it's not justice. This is a false terminology. It is an institutionalized injustice to everyone concerned, to the child who's not a minority, who's going to be feel singled out and unfairly treated, as well as to the minority child who's going to be deprived the asset of discipline to help them in their development, which they're not getting at home. It's tragic. It's unconstitutional. I think it will be challenged inevitably.
All right. So let me see. I got a couple like last minute questions for you. One of them is, I haven't had a chance to check this out, but the University of Wyoming Kappa Kappa Gamma members are actually suing and asking the court to define what a woman is, because they're being forced to bring, you know, men, for all intents and purposes, into the dorm. So they want to know, again, you think the court will make a decision like this finally?
Yeah, I think that's great that they're doing this. They're taking this affirmative step. We need to get this before the Supreme Court. It's insane. We've got a great case involving a woman's spa, a Korean woman's spa, where a man wants to go into it naked, in front of naked women, naked teenage girls, state of Washington suing to shut down this Christian-owned Korean spa. We're litigating this. We've taken it up on appeal already. This is insane. This, I believe, will also be resolved by the Supreme Court in a positive way. That how many kids, how many people are going to be visually violated, traumatized? It's adverse to all concern, including that child who has a mental illness that really needs counseling and resolution of the problem.
Yep. All right, sir. Always a pleasure to have you on, Brad Dacus. PJI.com, people. PJI.com. God bless, Brad. Keep up the good work. Always appreciate you.
Yes.
Joe Bettini, your host.
Okay.
A lot coming up tomorrow night, right? Don't go far. Don't do anything stupid. And make sure you tune in.